All right, Shayna Rose, back in business.
Back at it, babe.
Here we go. We were talking today about some of the things that we hear interior designers say as they start working with us or start looking for support. These are things that are totally relatable. You're not wrong if you're feeling this way, but they bring up a slight red flag for us in terms of what kind of client you're going to be and what realistic expectations you may need before we get going.
Some reality checks headed your way.
Reality checks.
With all of the purest intentions.
All the love in our hearts.
And love.
Okay, so if you start to feel a little bit challenged by some of these things, if it starts to give you a little bit of a, is she talking to me sensation, simmer down.
Put your gloves up. No, I'm just kidding.
Simmer down.
Pose up.
Bring down the walls. This is for you. These are the things that we've learned that with a good talking to, we can get those expectations set right and we'll get back in business.
Yeah, listen, I needed this talking to probably many a times before.
Many a time.
Hit us with the first one, Ev.
All right, so let's start thinking about this. I would say the first one, again, we hear it all the time. There's nothing wrong with the thought process. It's just what lies underneath. How about I just want out of my business? I don't want to be involved. Take it away. Take it away from me.
Great one. Wouldn't we all, for the love, like to just walk away and let it go? I mean, yeah, that's what we're in it for. But you better buckle up, maybe. It's like at minimum 7 years until, I mean, I don't know, I haven't even gotten there yet myself. So what am I saying?
Buckle your boots. You're on the path with us. All right. So if you're there, that's where you're at. I'm overwhelmed or I'm burned out or I just want this team so that you can do it for me. I just want out.
Ooh, I have another one.
Okay.
On top of that one, if you could just plug in a team and I never would have to worry about hiring or overturn or you're burned out, baby. You've probably been in the game for a long time.
Yep.
Unless you have these main pillars of business built, it's just simply not going to happen without you.
Right.
There's no way around it. We can map it out for you.
You're the conductor of this train. Choo, choo.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. We can map it out. We can give you a timeline. We can tell you a quantity of hours. We can tell you how much time you need to invest into it.
We can get the most tedious tasks off your plate. We can get leadership involved so that you don't have to make all the decisions anymore. But can we truly take your hands off the wheel for good?
Nope. Not gonna happen.
With love? No. Reset that expectation.
With love? Sorry. No. But if you want it, we can definitely obtain that. We're pulling you out, though, 80% tops. That's it.
80% tops. I love that. For most of you, your name is probably on the business. You are that principal designer that clients are getting to know. Like, realistic expectations are the key to happiness. You're gonna be part of this. You're gonna be involved. If you want it to be successful, if you want it to work, if you want it to really create that thriving sense that you're looking for, don't expect it to happen completely without you.
And guess what? It is not happening without that written, documented, 80 to 100 page written system of procedure, which is the business. We've talked about this on multiple different episodes. That's why people buy franchises. That's what you need if you are going to sell your business. It is the law. It is the protocols. It is the step-by-step guide, whether you're growing, overturning, where someone can step in. You need that. Sorry, you're not pulling yourself out even at 80% until you get there. And it's got to be documented. And then that thing evolves as you grow, depending on what your end goal is for revenue or team growth or whatever that end goal is. Until you've built that thing is taking an evolution throughout as it goes. So realistically, you're probably in at 30%, 70% you can delegate until you have built the entire foundation, then fine, sure, call 20.
Yep.
Even very hard at that. There's a lot of coaching and depending on the timeline, you have got a lot of training and development to do. So it's not that easy.
Yeah. And I don't want to scare anybody because, you know, let's go to like what's probably underlying that. I just want out what's coming out of your mouth might be, I just went out. But what's inside is probably, I need to feel less stressed. I need more balance. God, I need a minute back in my day. We can get you there. So all of those feelings that you're looking for with the right support, with the right team, even at 20%, it can feel that way. But the reality and what's coming out of your mouth, we just want to check a little bit and say, you're still going to be in it. It's just going to feel different because you're going to have the right support around you.
And here's the change that happens when you start pivoting to focus on your foundation. You have to carve out time in your day consistently every single week to work on your foundation and then set boundaries and rules for yourself. And the biggest trigger point and switch is changing you telling that client you're going to have this thing for them the next day or in 2 days. We all do it. It's the worst thing. I was talking to someone this week about it. Why do we do it to ourselves? You've got to change that. You're a business. No one has that quick, fast response time like that. It's normative to say, hey, this phase takes about 2 weeks, or it's going to be about 2 weeks until we meet and we put your proposal together and we can align the level of service and give yourself time. Because if you're developing foundation and delegating at the same time, things can't move that fast, or we're going to curse. They get f***ed up.
This is so rich coming from you, but I love it.
No, it's totally rich because I'm going to let Evelyn go on a vent-sesh. You get 30 seconds.
No. I'm loving hearing this coming out of your mouth because it sounds like me talking to you sometimes.
I know it. I did it to myself last week. I kicked myself for literally telling someone I'd have something the next day. I did realign expectations. So lesson learned, if you screw up, you can still realign the expectation and be like, sorry, I know I said I was going to get this to you at this point, but in actuality, I don't know what I was thinking. And I really need 4 days until I can return this back to you. I just didn't want you sitting there waiting. It's the sitting there waiting. Confront them. Communicate. It's okay. Humans are humans. They totally understand, as long as someone's not on some crazy deadline, of course, that you're like, that's the whole goal of the project. Sure, there's always grace. But reality is we should be setting realistic expectations, giving ourselves more time to not cause the chaos ourselves. I find a lot of times owner chaos is caused by ourselves. And this probably leads to one of these points that we're going to talk about, which is where the finger is supposed to go.
Right.
That's probably as funny as you're saying.
I mean, put it where you want it, Shay, but that's not part of this conversation. No.
Let's talk about where the finger goes, people.
Recentering. Next one that we hear, red flag, got to talk about it, is the business owner that I hear saying a lot of the time, so-and-so did this, they did it wrong, she messed up, always with that third person blame game in a sense. And the facts could be totally true. She did attach the wrong attachment to the email, or they did forget. I'm not saying that in your business owner brain, it's not totally true and frustrating, and it comes from a super genuine place of wanting to provide the best services to your client. Yes, we hear you. We understand you. We love you.
Training is frustrating. Training is so frustrating. Honestly, I tapped out this year, right or wrong.
Right.
Actually, you tapped me out. Yeah. Evelyn was like, ding, ding, you're out. Okay, we don't need to be doing this anymore. It was flipping me out. I don't have the patience. I don't have the calm. I've got the business owner brain. We're coaching. It makes sense to you right in the second. We're flying. We're moving. Usually owners like that super speed pace. Well, that's what I like working at. You can't train in super speed. Some people, it takes that 3 rounds. I mean, Evelyn, you are just an amazing trainer. You have the patience of a saint, I feel like. Honestly, patience of an absolute saint. You have this crazy superpower to like identify someone like, okay, remember, she's someone who needs this. Let me show it. Let me do it. Let's meet again, reiterate. And then she's great. People do learn differently. And it's not to put their skills down. It's not to say they're worse than this person. Nope, not at all. Because as long as they're consistent, they're a rock, they just need a great leader to perform. And that's the hard part, is we're trying to craft really good leaders and work on the foundation of the business, but then also help our assistants to succeed.
Yep.
And I would like to say, I hope that you agree with this, that I always take my finger and point it up, regardless.
Totally. Almost to a fault, where sometimes I have to remind you, like, no, Shay, we told them that. No.
So true.
But I love that the first thought is, how could I have trained better or not trained at all and given them someone else that could have helped them? Or how could I have provided the template or made it easier or the organizational system of the files so that the wrong attachment wasn't there? Like, you're always thinking first about the systems and you and the leadership. And then certainly sometimes it becomes, no, she made an error. She did this. But as a leader, if you find yourself saying they, she, my assistant, da, 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 a lot, take a deep breath and at least consider where some of those are an I didn't give her what she needed, or I could have better set that expectation, or I hadn't clarified.
I didn't write it down. Yeah, I didn't write it down and implement it into a document so it could be referenced and repeated. But I was going to say that if anyone's wondering who puts their foot down the firmest in this company, it's Evelyn. Because I always am, like she said, to a fault. And I do think that makes a good leader. But you do, if you're that leader who's always me, 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 and doing all these things to point up and then look down, you also need to not be that people pleaser, which sometimes crosses over into working with your clients. And I more so see the people pleasing working on the client side. This is also a reverse issue for some people, actually. It's the complete opposite issue where, you know, you have to point the finger up first. It doesn't mean the finger never goes down.
100%.
And so that's where you need to go up first, evaluate, did I give them the tools? They maybe didn't understand, need to jump on a call or pass that coaching call for someone else who has the patience to train, comprehend, make sure that we don't make that mistake again, right? The first time, it's not a mistake. It's a lesson learned. The second time, it really is a mistake. And that's what written protocol is about. Look at the written protocol and see where it faltered and enhance. And then you keep going down the train. It happens again. Then it's kind of like that three strikes, you're out rule. Then it is coming from that person down. But up first, evaluate up there, then point down, coach, provide the tools, and then we track. Is it a one time? One time is no big deal. That comes down to your procedure. Is it a repeat after we have talked about the initial mistake? Then maybe you didn't fully understand. Now reverse the script. Don't talk on that call. Tell them to tell you what was supposed to happen and where the fault came from. And you'll find out in that conversation with them sharing where it went wrong, happens again, they need to be replaced. Simply said, we have our protocol where we call it that green, yellow, red kind of conversational journey to track. But the reality is if you're really that person who's thinking, is it them? Is it me? Is it them? Is it me? Is it the same issue or is it different issues? Because this industry has so many hats. Again, thinking about 80 to 100 pages of documented procedure. It is a novel.
And here's the thing too, you know, these designers, I actually think we could say the exact same thing about clients. How many times is it, well, my client shopped me, or my client's adding scope, or my client's doing this? And it's like, okay, well, did you go over the contract in detail with them? It's the same kind of conversation. And I just think it bears this moment to say, it's okay. But if you find yourself being this kind of reactive or person that might be quick to blame, here's what we really think you need to hear, which is reflect a moment first.
Yeah. If you're not staying consistent, they're not staying consistent. It starts with the leader. That is what it is. So you do have to think about that. It's a hard one. It's a hard reality to really look inwards and be like, it's me. And then, great. The second you kind of identify that you might be the bottleneck to the problem, that is the hardest thing to start, but the easiest thing to fix.
That's so well said. I love that. That was very articulate.
Thank you. Now, this might be a totally different episode, but this is something that I'm doing with a lot of my clients right now, is as we're starting to enter into the new year, if you are realizing that's you, then you need to create a routine that you're going to consistently show up to no matter what. And there's three main buckets of this routine. There's self, there's business, and then there's family. If you have family yet. If not, then go dating. You know, like that's fun. So three main buckets. And that needs to be a commitment that you genuinely make to yourself. You show up for yourself, you're going to feel good. That's going to start translating through your day. You establish your routine inside of your business. You're going to show up for your team. Your team is going to show up for you. And inside of that routine comes business affiliate networking, blocking working time to get your projects organized. And yes, meetings with your team inside of that. And there's different strategies for those meetings, depending on where you are. And then family, you show up for them. Then full circle moment. There's a happier home. You establish some boundaries. If you feel like it's you, then you got to make a change and everything else will fall through. I promise you, I nearly want to like do some show where we get commitments in and like you send in your routine and your commitments. And I know if you lock into that, and we're talking about doing something next year to commit more to you guys. So that's more to come. But I guarantee 3 months, we do a check-in. What you would feel yourself would be different. 6 months, every quarter, if we did a check-in, I know by the end of that year, you yourself would be feeling good. Your business would be thriving. Family would be good if we really make those commitments to lead in all the lanes of our life because we have that control.
Preach. I hope someone is watching this on YouTube, just watching me nod so enthusiastically, like, I was about to do the John Legend, like hand on the voice, you know, when you really like someone, like, we'll just clip all of that for you guys to listen to on repeat each morning as you get ready for your day. Thank you for the wisdom, Shayna. I couldn't agree more.
No worries. Hit us with another tough love moment, Ev.
Another one. Okay. This one, I think, relates a little bit more to what I hear on my day-to-day, but Shay, you know it well as well, which is, okay, I'm ready for marketing support. How do I turn it into lead gen tomorrow? What's my fastest result? I need jobs right now. Cricket, cricket, like, yes.
Oh, dear heavens.
I hear you. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I felt that. I spent 20 grand for a 3-month contract.
Mm-hmm.
I got sold a bill of goods back then. Me and Evelyn toasted. Yeah, we had that same thought. It was a little bit greedy, honestly, at that time. Like, we were doing totally fine. We're just like, let's do more.
Let's shortcut the whole journey. That sounds great.
Yeah, let's trust this other business entity that knows nothing about interior design. And let's take this spreadsheet. And even if we do 3% of these sales, killing it.
Right.
Yeah. $0 freaking later. 20 grand blown in 3 months. It is not happening.
And don't take this as marketing doesn't work. Or we can't help you and really create that funnel and get business trickling in through that. But it is a journey. It is a long game. It requires consistency. It requires both technical and creative brain power.
And here's another one. It requires you. Oh my God. What an absolute shock. I'm over here just in disbelief. It takes you. Holy cow.
They all come back together, people.
Get your hustle game on. You got to love it.
I know. I mean, to be fair, though, you don't have to love it. It will be more enjoyable for you if you do, but you don't have to.
I don't care. Learn to love it or else. I mean, don't be in business. Honestly, I feel like at that point, tough love. You've got to network. Get uncomfortable. That's when you grow. 1 year of committing to networking weekly, 30-minute block. On the calendar, I am going to email 2 possible business affiliates, or I'm going to be tracking people that I'm looking to build a partnership with. A relationship takes a whole year to build. 1 whole year, people. You want to lose weight? You want to get a six-pack? A year. You want to build out a system, a procedure? A year. You want to make a relationship and do partnerships? A year.
A year.
Come on, people. Get with it. It takes time, hustle, commitment. It's not easy. And I said this to someone else, business owners are expected to show up 100%. I think that's just like in work in general, not even just the owner. Mm-hmm. In the workforce, you have to show up and perform at 100%. It's not realistic. You've got life. You've got uncontrollables. You got variables. But even when you're having the worst day ever, if you just show up inside of your routine, 70%, you've hit a 70%. You're going to have days at 100, all the way in between. You're averaging B+. That's freaking great. B+ to just show up inside of your routine and know that you're going to look better, feel better. Your business is going to have foundation and support. You're going to be delegating more. Any of you committed to your family and your spouse or what your relationship, whatever it is, I promise you, you will be sending us emails 1 year next year being like, thank you for that tough love. Thank you, because it was me and I do need to show up. If it was easy, everyone would be successful. It's silly, but it's the truth. It's hard to show up every single day. No excuses.
As Shayna would say, the truth is the truth.
The truth is the freaking truth, people.
That's her mantra.
The truth is the truth. There's no way around it. The truth is the freaking truth. Look around you. It is hard to grow large, successful businesses. It's even hard to grow a small, operating, seamless business. It's very different from one to many. Everything changes. Everything that you thought you knew, you have to change the way you're thinking about it, because you are the smartest piece of technology, another one, you'll never have to buy. You will never have to buy yourself and your brain. You will take shortcuts. You will be efficient. Proprietary information will live in your brain. I mean, I still sometimes do this where I realize, wow, that was all in my headspace. But of course she didn't succeed because I didn't specifically share it. I got there and I gained clarity and it is so freaking clear in my brain, but oops, didn't exactly share the weeds, spend the time, document it down, review it to review their comprehension, which always requires enhancement and clarification to make it make sense. And then we push past it. It's a slowdown. It's slower than you want to move. I totally get it. And you got to have someone to slow you down sometimes. Evelyn's my girl for that. Reality check. You're joking. It's been 2 days, right? What? You know, and I'm like, oh, well, in my brain, it's been 2 weeks. I understand it's only been 2 days. Just give me a date. And I will not ask you about it until this date. It's challenging when you as the owner have this very clear vision and idea in your head. And in your head, it's done. Once I've workshopped it through, and these are the ways, and we've spent countless hours thinking it through and working around the problems, it's done. Okay, we are so far from done. But in my brain, again, I just want to be done. Nope, it's tiresome.
Yep. That kind of brings me to another one. You hear this. It's like, I know I said that before. Yeah, you did. You said that before, and it needs to make its way to its system and procedures. Your team needs to hear that. Your team needs to implement that. The next opportunity for them to show you, yes, you've said it before. That is step one on a chain of steps that get you to the point where now you're feeling it in your operations day to day. So yeah, I totally relate to that in the way that I'm hearing designers talk about their team and how they want things to run. There is going to be that trickle from the moment that you decide or figure out exactly how it needs to go to the next time that it actually goes that way. And you can say like either, yep, that was the solve, or oops, a little bit of a tweak still needed based on XYZ thing. It's a journey.
Yeah. I mean, this whole year, we've been building and carving out leadership at the top. The whole freaking year. And we're only at 80% done. But I'm excited because I can see the horizon of the completion. All the roles are in. They're executing their roles. It's just further refining, and that refine, enhance before I really feel like, okay, we can step back and now triple the company, because we have that true leadership stacked with all the supportive roles underneath. That felt like a very challenging year. Like, yeah.
Sorry for the scoff. It just escaped.
Yeah. You know, again, leadership trickles top down. So your executives can carry that weight. I always say Evelyn gets the call first. Samantha is now getting them as well. Logan now sees the back end side.
But I didn't laugh because I'm saying like, oh yeah, so I'm laughing because I know how it went and I know that it was challenging. But I would say because of your leadership style and experience, I felt like it was a good year of feeling progress and feeling growth and knowing what the strategies were. Yeah, that's challenging too.
Yeah.
But not in a, oh my God, this is awful way. It's like, oh my God, this stuff needs to get done. Let's freaking do it.
Yeah. I feel like when you get to 80, you start feeling the rewards from it. And that's where I feel some freedom coming in. And I know freedom's like a pretty large word to use inside your business. But this year, we worked to build freedom, to gain control, really. And going into next year, really even refining that control for every individual person to understand where their buckets of time should be falling into and clarifying expectations with clients when they need to push back, or we have our strategies implemented for rising executives who are going to be duplicated and who've been shadowing. And that caused a massive amount of investment this year. And this is like probably this last lesson we can end on. People who are like, not right now, the complete opposites. There's always these two polar opposite sides of the spectrum. When we meet that person in harmony in the middle, it feels so good. It's like, ah, she gets it. They put in the work, they show up. We love working with people like that. I could call out so many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Evelyn setting expectations in that demo call or what, but our new clients coming in are really in the center, showing up, putting the work in, seeing fast results because they are putting that in. But we do have these polar opposite spectrum people.
The people who tend to say, oh, not right now. Yep, I get it, but I'll do it later. Just a little bit fearful, I would say, of really diving in. Fair enough. Just like we said with all the other ones, we hear you, we see you, we understand. But let's also set the realistic expectation and spin this around a little bit.
Yeah, it's like your client coming to say, hey, can we do this entire new construction project and furnish with 20 hours?
Nope.
And then you're complaining when they're going to use AI or take the shortcuts or the mistakes happen or it's not working out perfectly or all the things. But no, just like you would tell that full service client, could be depending on the square footage of that home. Obviously, we don't go by square footage. I hate that I even said that.
Listen to the pricing model episode. You'll know what we mean.
Yeah, you could be looking at $80,000 to $100,000 truly in design fees for true time, for full service, for huge projects like that. And it's just not simply possible. You cannot cheat time. You cannot cheat it. You have to show up inside of your business. Yes, there's what your business can afford, but if you're trying to punch the clock, then you've got to invest the dollars. It is that pay-to-play mentality that we also talk about in another episode where there's just being realistic about how long something's going to take, how much you can invest, and setting that pace. There's no workaround.
And how much of it you feel you can own and do, because you can trade dollars for time in that instance and say, okay, this is what I will own. And I will deliver and I will bring back to you when it's ready. That's another way. We'll work with you in whatever pace and whatever strategy we can stay consistent with. But if it's going to be a thing that falls off, we got to look at that.
Yeah. And honestly, if you are working with any assistance, whether it's our assistance, your own assistance, and you are not working weekly or biweekly, fair enough, on your system of procedure and writing your processes down, you're failing yourself. Tough love, sorry, you are failing yourself. Because if I could have learned that lesson sooner, it would have been the biggest gift to not be pumping over 100 hours a week towards creating processes and doing it at super speed, which PS was a year. Super speed was a year, people, with that much time really working with people, carving out leadership and roles. And yes, that's for a much bigger company. I don't want to scare you that that is the hours you're committing. I'm saying 3 hours you invest into working with one of our executives a month to help you build this out appropriately. And even having your assistant carve out 1 hour a week themselves to continuing to document. One meeting a month with an executive to overview, enhance, comment, and then that executive meeting 30 minutes a week to meet with your assistant to keep pushing that strategy forward will be the best investment you have ever made. One, you'll thank us in a year, but you'll really thank us in 2 years when you go through an overturn patch, when you go through growth and you're like, holy, I get it. Thank you. Best investment I ever made.
Yep. And you'll avoid saying all those things. I want out of my business. I just need... No, you have your systems in place. You know what's your responsibility. You're thriving inside your day because you're doing the parts of your business that either are most fulfilling to you or actually need to be you. You'll stop saying, I need a job today. What's going on with marketing? Because we've laid down consistency and structure and you're doing your part in your networking game and in your hustling. You'll stop doing the they did this, she did that because it's written down. All of it comes back together to these things that we hear that tend to be like, oof, okay, this is going to require a reset. Can actually and truly be solved in this consistency of you working on your business, yourself as the leader, and we can absolutely help you with that. So if you get it and you're just not sure how to put it in place yet, that's what we're here for. So please let us know.
Yeah. Everything starts with you and ends with you. Point that finger up, evaluate what's going on in the middle, document, which is where your protection is. And then swing that finger down, coach, and evaluate, is it really them or is it me and my leadership? And if you're the bottleneck, set that routine. You're having a hard time setting that routine. Come take a 2-hour call. I will force you to commit to yourself to show up. If you want 2026 to be your year, schedule a call.
Yeah. And she will. And I can say when she really flicked this switch in her brain and found her routine that worked for her, like I will say it was night and day. It has been a beautiful journey and progress to witness as your friend and as someone who works with you and just all around. So if you're like, that sounds like exactly what I need, Shane is the right person to hold your hand and walk that journey with you because she just did it for herself and she looks freaking phenomenal. She's performing at the top of her game. So just a little love for you too, Shayna, since we're here.
Oh, thanks, Ev. I'll take that. Well, tough love to all y'all out there, but we love you. So if you're needing tough love, all the love in the world for you, come set a meeting with us. We'll talk it through. And yes, if you're coming for routine, I will, with all the love in the world, be forcing you to make commitments to yourself to make 2026 the absolute best freaking year of your life.
You freaking got this.
You got it. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. If there's one thing we hope you take away from this episode, it's that the finger needs to point up first. Before you blame your assistant, your client, or anyone else, take a hard look in the mirror and ask yourself, did I give them the tools? Did I document the process? Did I set clear expectations? Because here's the truth. Most of the chaos in your business is caused by you. And that's actually great news because you are the easiest thing to fix.
Remember, you cannot shortcut this journey. You can't just get out of your business and expect it to run without you. You can't just hire a team and magically have leads pouring in tomorrow. And you definitely can't skip the hard work of building your business foundation. Those 80 to 100 pages of documented systems of procedure that are your business. This takes time, consistency, and showing up at 70% even on your worst days. But if you commit to the routine, if you stop making excuses and start making progress, we promise you, 1 year from now, you will be thanking yourself.
So here's your challenge for 2026. Create a routine in 3 buckets: self, business, and relationships. Block time every single week to work on your foundation. Commit to networking consistently. Document your processes as you go. Remember, if you want different results, you have to take different actions. And if you're sitting there thinking of all the reasons why this won't work for you, it's time for a reality check. You are the bottleneck. Take action.
And if you need help creating that routine, building those systems, or finally getting the leadership and accountability in place to make it all stick, we've got you. Whether you need help with assistant onboarding, systems documentation, or just someone to push you to commit to yourself, we can customize the support that works for your life and your business. because this is not about perfection. It's about showing up consistently and making no excuses.
So when you're ready to stop being the bottleneck and start building the business that actually supports your life, schedule a free call with us at fourdesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes. You can also leave us an anonymous voice note with your questions at fourdesignerbusiness.com or in the show notes for this episode. We'd love to hear from you, and your question just might even be featured on a future episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please help us grow this community of amazing designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and get notified.
Remember, all of this might be tough, but it's tough love. We believe in you. Point that finger up, evaluate what's going on, document it, and then coach your team. Everything starts with you and ends with you. So let's do this together. One routine, one system, and one commitment at a time.
Make no excuses, stay committed, and watch what happens when you finally show up for yourself and for your business. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming. Let's get it, babes.